Everybody, good day to you. It is your Daily Thought here with Coach Daly on a Tuesday, May 14th, 2024. My good buddy Richard Pop, really, very good friend, a mentor, someone who, I look up to from the standpoint of who he is, what he's about, what he does to help other people. Constantly learned from this man. I've got to not only work with him, but meet him. Have him kind of come into my life years ago when we both worked at Lakeshore, and he is just a top shelf type of guy. He is one of the best, and so when he puts stuff out there, it's typically something I probably need at the time when he puts it out there, and I think he knows that. But also, he's just so unselfish as far as so looking just to help people and just to share things, and his story is amazing. As he got to share it with my leadership students year in, year out. And just a real good dude. So I just wanted to throw that out there and celebrate him. But Coach Richard Pop put this out here yesterday, I think it was. The older I get, the simpler life is. Number one, get along with others. Number two, give 100% in all you do. Number three, make well thought out and educated decisions. Yes, simple. Life is good. Peace. Love that peace signature. Again, I've mentioned it before a number of times here on the podcast. that's all we could ever look for, I think, is having peace in our lives. And there's a lot of different puzzle pieces to that, but I really enjoy just the simplicity, the simple look, right? The older I get, which, yes, that's happened to all of us. Get along with others. Definitely looking to, that doesn't mean I listen to everybody, follow everybody, agree with everybody, and friends with everybody, right? Get along with others. And so, I pride myself, and I've always prided myself in getting along with other people. But, obviously, hey, I'll put it this way. There's tons of people that for whatever reason don't want to hang out with me. That's fine, right? There's tons of reasons why I don't go trying to hang out with everybody, right? Or go do things that everybody is doing. They're not bad people, and I'm not stuck up, right? I have my agenda that I'm going after and creating and building, and they are too, right? Applause to everybody, right? If you find that pathway in life to go after it, right? But getting along with others, not seeking, not intentionally causing trouble, fighting, taking on other people because what they say, what they do, what they look like, I'm not doing that, right? That's ridiculous, spending my time doing that. I gotta, judge less for sure. But again, I'm not, I'm always looking to get along with people. Give 100% in all you do. That's something I need to do more of. If I can narrow down those things I want to spend my time on and put my efforts into in life, right? Give 100% effort to those things, right? Being a good husband, being a good father, being a good friend, being a good, teacher, being a good coach, neighbor, Christian. The list is there of things that are important to me. I definitely need to laser focus it a little bit and put in more effort, my best. Just give my best, right? And it's not 24/7. Foot down on the accelerator all the time, right? But in the moments where I'm at, where my feet are, who I'm with, what I'm doing, I need to give 100% effort. And that's an easy thing to do. That's simple, right? I should say it's simple. Maybe it's not easy all the time, right? Number three, make well thought out and educated decisions, right? So keep the information train going. Keep seeking out information, good information, right information, truthful information about decisions that we have to make. It could be the simple thing of, hey, what am I going to buy at the grocery store, right? Simple, well thought out, okay? Saving money, got some coupons here, right? Whatever. But also career-minded things, relationship-minded things, right? Thinking things out and how to help other people and coming up with stuff, right? Yes, simple. Should be easy to do, but it's not always easy to do. We get in our own way. I get in my own way, right? Give 100% in all you do. I'm looking at my books right now. I started, there's three books I got going on. I'm looking at finishing one of them, and then I'll finish the other one, and got to get a couple others going. I just need carve out more time, less TV, right? Carve out more time, and now I have a bit, I should say, different time just to invest and spend and use. Went to the surgeon, my 3 month appointment. X-rays look fantastic, he said. Definitely healing up. He said, do not go back and do all the stuff that you were doing before the surgery. Like, do not go back to quote unquote normal yet. Ease back into things. Watch, still watch how heavy things are that you're carrying. If you do lift up something, keep it close to your body, right? If you are doing a little bit light yard work and stuff, bend with the knees, keep the back straight a little bit. Okay? Just still kind of be cautionary. So those things that have been restricted, I'm looking forward to start doing a little bit more, but it's also more of a mindset. And me and my doctor, the surgeon, had a great extra couple minutes talk about the mental side of things. And he said it's the toughest thing for all my patients going through surgeries like this is the mental side of things, right? And I said, Doc, I said, that was me. That was my biggest hurdle. That was my biggest trouble, and it wasn't just the surgery. My mental mindset is sometimes my biggest hurdle every day, most days. He says, you look like you've been doing well with it though. And I said, thanks. I've tried. I've had my moments. I've had my days where things kind of, I kind of get messed up and stuff. But at the same time, I'm priding myself on finding those little keys to keeping mentally up, right, and not get mentally down. There's a lot of days, especially early on, it was hard. It's still challenging. But and so when he brought that up, I thought about all these things that I'm doing, the reading, listening to podcasts, watching some good stuff, keeping in touch with good people, starting projects. And that's the thing I was getting to, starting projects that I know I want to put together, for educators and students, but also, coaches and teams, and start putting together things that have been on my heart, on my mind, instead of putting them off thinking, oh, I can't do that because of my recovery. I got to spend time doing other things. I can't, do this, do that, blah, blah, blah. Excuses have got to kind of get weeded out. And so this helps me give 100% in all you do. So, Coach Rich Pop, you are right. These list items are great, right? Get along with others. Give it 100% in all you do. Make well thought out and educated decisions. Those things I can focus in on more now because I've gotten through the darker part of the forest, so to speak. And I got new challenges to take on with my health, right? No more surgeries, knock on wood. But at the same time, things I have to face now. I have to go out and, get some help and find out information about to cross these hurdles when I'm getting to them here. So other things are happening, but it's all good, right? So I love this point of view. This I posted on there on Facebook. I should take a screenshot, throw it out there on Twitter X and also Instagram. Good stuff from an awesome friend and mentor of mine. And that's what Coach Pop is, and that's what this was. And sure gets me thinking. I hope it gets you thinking too. I hope it gets you thinking in a positive direction of the older we all get, the simpler life is, or at least we need to try and get there to have it simpler. Less complicated is another way to say it, right? Okay, you guys, hey, have a fantastic day. Keep doing the things you got to do. Keep smiling. Keep your eyes open, ears open, heart open, and keep taking care of yourself and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.